Welcome to the Hot Rod Hangout Podcast.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is episode 22.
Oh, yeah.
So, we got Mama on the on the Instagram.
Hello. We
got somebody over on Facebook. Say what's up.
What's up? Not me.
So,
I just being a silly.
You know, we got the cruise or the gathering on Saturday, mm-hmm. and the first crew or first community hot rod hangout, 1,000 different names cruise this Sunday. So, looking forward to getting everybody out and enjoying our cars.
Oh, yes.
Hi, Mama.
I'm very excited, and I think, especially with us going to the gathering Saturday, just kind of remind everybody, hey, I know there'll be people that'll come to both, because the guys at the gathering seem to enjoy driving their shit. So
we look forward to that. I know Mom and Dad are planning on cruising out with us on Saturday.
Yes.
Speaking of my dad, he just hopped on the Instagram. What's up, Papa?
How's it going?
So, cruise out, maybe grab breakfast, not at the place that we went the first time.
You didn't like that place?
Oh, I loved it, but...
The parking lot?
I didn't put a lift kit on the 54 yet, so...
Yeah, we'd have to park it on a major road in order to avoid that, that driveway.
So, we'll find somewhere, though.
Yeah.
But, so we got that. And then the cruise.
Yep.
Meeting, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock in Bushnell at the Napa Auto Parts. And then going to cruise down for barbecue and or ice cream. Barbecue and ice cream in Dade City. So if you can't catch us in Bushnell or you live south of us, you know, just meet us at barbecue and ice cream. Be there around, you know, 11:30. 12 o'clock, lunchtime. No set time.
Yep.
It's more just getting together with people and looking at cool cars.
And you'll know when we show up because we'll have the orange Michelangelo and the blue pickup rolling in. So that'll be good.
Yep.
It'll be a good time.
And for anyone that ordered shirts, they're here.
Yay! So, they are super soft.
They are.
They're softer than the first ones we ordered.
Yes. We should have went with Fruit of Loom all along.
Yeah. That's where it's at.
So, there's two people on Facebook.
What's going on, peeps?
What's going on, guys?
Thanks for joining. Yep. We appreciate it.
So, how was everybody's weekend? What'd y'all do?
Ours was,
But figured out that Indianapolis, even though they have one of the coolest racetracks in the world, they suck at maintaining roads.
Yes. Oh, my Lanta.
The roads up there were not good.
There were a couple times when we were in Ubers, and I'm like, how has the rear end of this car not fallen out yet? Because the deepness of the potholes.
Well, even the shuttle bus. I mean, we were sitting at a red light, and like I looked over, and there was a pothole that could have swallowed a Buick.
Yeah. It was awful.
But it was a little chilly up there, too.
Yeah, it was. A little bit. So. But we did get to see, you know, we did get to drive by the Speedway. I need to post those pictures up tonight. Don't let me forget, please. And then, of course, coming into the airport, you know, because of the Indy 500 that happens there, they had all the...
Hola, Kenny.
Up, Kenny. They had a couple cars in the airport. Well, I wouldn't consider them cars. They were
Indy cars.
I didn't know how to verbalize that, but and then we got to drive past that. We got to drive past Allison
Transmission.
Yes. Holy moly, I did not expect
that. How is a big... It is a very, very big facility.
Yes.
Me and Dad actually delivered there, or picked up there, something. We've been there in a semi. for some reason.
One reason or another.
Either picking up or dropping off. But I don't remember the roads being that ridiculous. Although the roads around the speedway seem to have gotten better. So I guess that's what people come for. So they just, yeah. We know that one. The villages are nice and smooth. And mm-hmm. Other places in Sumter County aren't.
Well, but what's crazy is like in Indianapolis, in like the major, well, I'm just going to call it downtown. In the downtown, it was like you have these monuments and these memorials and all this other stuff in front of a crappy road.
Yeah.
So like even some of the touristy stuff, yeah, it's not the Indy 500 by any means, but I'm sure people go there to tourist, but they still had in front of those monuments and stuff, they still had.
The convention center and everything, the roads weren't.
Yeah.
Roads weren't good. But yeah. I guess with snow and salt, and just destroys it.
Yeah. It reminded me a lot of Philly roads.
Yes.
But slightly worse, to be honest. Yeah. But anyway.
We
made it there and back in one piece, and that's all we can be thankful for.
So. Got the cars washed this evening, so getting ready for this weekend.
Yep.
Let Michelangelo stretch his legs out on Saturday and then short hop on Sunday.
Yes.
I'm really, really looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to watching Michelangelo.
Yeah, it was a good time.
But
I was ready to be home, though.
Yes.
I don't know how people hop off a plane and go function. I was dragging yesterday.
Yeah.
And you had to go to jury duty.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. My first and hopefully only time being summoned for jury duty. And I wasn't even picked. So I just got to sit there all day. So traveling late into Sunday night, getting home late, then waking up early and going into jury duty where I sat and almost fell asleep in my chair.
Awesome, Papa. Glad you got that fixed.
What did he get fixed?
His bobblehead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't. His headlight. I can barely read.
That's his headlight. Instagram.
Well, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we won't need that on this weekend.
Well, yeah, but you don't want it rattling.
Oh, no. No.
No, we'll be home by dark. I mean,
yeah. Because now it's
neither one of them cars are night crawlers.
Yeah. Well, now that the time change, I mean, it's 7 and it's still.
Yeah, we might leave in the dark.
Yeah. Because what I woke up, I mean, this morning you left and it was still kind of on the darker side.
It'll be all good.
Yeah.
It'll only be for the first 30 minutes or something.
Yeah. But so. It'll be all good. We'll have a good time. And luckily, we've already done the trek up there, so we know where to.
Straight up 301.
Yeah.
Get on 301 and stay on 301.
Yeah. We just got to find a place to eat. Because I think what was it, Dana's Kitchen or.
Yeah.
I don't remember where it was that we stopped at the last time.
Well, there's a Metro Diner. About halfway, I think that's what we.
That's what we. Yep, that's
that was the original plan.
Yeah, because it was only.
I don't know why we strayed away from that plan.
I think because when we started driving, we were like, "How hungry are we?" And we decided to wait until we got closer to there, not realizing we were still going to have to park in a gas station for a half an hour to waste some time.
Yeah, but we didn't really need to leave as early as we did.
Yeah. So. But we know for next
time. But we're being prepared.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'll be good time.
Yeah. All the lights are working on the 34.
Yeah. Headlights, tail lights, brake lights, turn lights, turn lights.
54's got both brake lights sometimes.
Depends on how he feels.
Throws a hissy fit every once in a while, but
yeah,
it'd be all good.
But for the most part, if they do throw a hissy fit, at least one of them works.
Yeah.
So. But, when you see a car like that, you should know to stay back a little bit anyway.
Why? Because stuff might fall off.
No. Not like that. But just, or maybe we should get one of those bumper stickers, stay back 500 feet.
So.
Not that anything will fall off, but sometimes.
It's liable to.
Yeah.
I mean, no judgment. Hey. It is 70 years old.
Yeah. Jeez Louise. I'm still stuck in the 2000s, I guess, because I think 54 is 50 years ago. Yeah. It's not. I'm not in elementary school. Anyway, but what's everybody been up to? We got a lot of pictures over the weekend of everybody's cool rides.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. Thank you all for sharing, because we love to see them. So what are y'all working on? What are y'all doing with them? We want to know.
And we have a special guest Thursday.
Yes.
The podcast will get uploaded a little later than normal.
Yep.
But excited to have Johnny Jalopy on.
Oh, yes.
And then next Thursday, we have Mark Plemons.
Thanks, Mark.
So, and then, we don't have anybody the next week, but no, if any of y'all are out there and you want to get on here and talk cars with us.
Yep. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be on a Thursday too. You can hop on. I mean, if you don't mind being on camera,
you can hop on right now.
Yeah. Let us know. We send you a link.
So, but that'll be good. I didn't realize that he lives 30 minutes from us.
Yeah.
That
was a funny coincidence.
Yeah. I guess I just always assumed, you know, he was out in Cali where all the rest of the...
Yeah, because it seems like he travels quite a bit.
Yes,
so
he does.
Couldn't even tell where he's really from.
But we get to talk to him about how he come up and that cool Beetle he built.
Mm-hmm.
Beetle truck thingamabobber.
That thing. Yeah, that's that not cool. A Jeep.
No.
It's not the thing from the Jeep.
It's not a thing. But, yeah, so, and the inspiration that he's had for some pretty badass cars. Yep. He's in Newport Richey. But I think he's been all over the place. But he's had some design for some pretty cool cars.
Oh, yeah.
But
and his little sketches, the ones.
Yes. His scratch art is amazing.
Yeah. When we were watching his live last night and he was showing a couple of the clipboards that he's done, I guess he's doing an auction or something with them.
Yep. He's got one up right now.
Yeah. They're pretty badass. I wouldn't mind having a clipboard. Or just even, what does he like to draw on? Cardboard?
Tan paper.
Oh, tan paper. My bad. But still, to have that creativity. I mean, I guess that's also why I like pinstripers as well. Because the amount of technique and patience it takes to be involved with that is phenomenal. But so we'll take a look here.
This is
That is so cool. That is just so cool. So. But yeah, it's pretty cool, and I'm very excited to have him on. I think he'll.
That'd be cool just to see another perspective. It's another side of the car culture that we don't really know a whole lot about.
Mm.
So that'll be cool to have him on.
Yep.
And kind of hear how he got started and maybe hear some stuff about the Detroit Autorama. And
yeah.
He got to see the uncertainty which is cool.
Jealous.
Which is, he has a car that he designed. I don't know if it ever got built. We'll find that out from him on Thursday. But the Johnny Five, which has some inspiration pulled from the Uncertainty, the short wheelbase. The one thing that him and quite a few others have said, which I would have expected it to be taller, but they said that they were really shocked at how short and the short the wheelbase of the Uncertainty was in person.
Yeah, that's what Eddie B. Eddie B. was saying on their live last night, was how short it was. And I mean, I guess in perspective, because when we watched that one YouTube video about it coming back out and everything, you know, you don't realize, okay, well, that person's roughly like, probably like 5'10", almost 6 foot, and it's coming up to his shoulder, if not shorter than that, at its tall peak.
But I mean, it's a tea bucket, and it's a tea bucket without a bed. Yeah. So, I mean, but that's cool. And I don't know if it's got any more shows before they're going to tear it apart. I know it had a little damage in transport.
Yeah.
Frame broke and the windshield hit the distributor and the fuel injection.
Yeah.
Going from Cali to Detroit for this show. So I don't know how many more times they're going to try to transport it with the temporary fix.
Yeah.
But.
Well, and I mean, just like Ryan was saying in our podcast the other night with him, you know, because of how long ago it was, like, they used whatever they could to modify these, and it not necessarily, I mean, for it to last as long as it did, I mean, it was what, in a storage unit, in a garage, in a shed, and, you know,
who knows where it was.
But little bit of transport to now it's going across country, like, things are bound to happen.
I mean, even just the technology, I mean, you still have to remember that it was a teenage kid that built it.
Yeah.
You know, so who knows if he used the right rod, or I assume it was stick welded.
Yeah.
You know, it might have been put together with a coat hanger. Who knows, you know, but that's awesome that some of these cars are starting to come back out. And it ended up with Galpin Motorsports. So that's the right people. So they'll get it back. I don't know if they're going to go to the original when it was red, or if they're going to try to return it back to the gold paint scheme.
I kind of hope they go to the red.
It looked good red. The gold with the flake, with all the flake, is kind of 50s style, which is when it kind of disappeared. So I understand why it was...
I just feel like and maybe because I haven't seen very much of it with the red, maybe a picture or two.
Yeah. I don't think it was red for very long.
Yeah, I don't know. I just just picturing it in my head, I feel like the red would look good, cuz the gold in certain pictures, it almost looks green to me. Like a green hue it, you know. I mean, I'm sure, and then again, pictures don't do justice for half the vehicles out there, especially with their paint, you know. I mean, with the Dark Horse Mustang that we saw in Philly, I took like 15 pictures of that car alone, and the pictures don't do that color justice.
They do more justice than anything, because if you see it in person, it doesn't look like it did at the auto show.
Well, it must have been the blue lights then.
Yeah. Ford does really good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's still a cool color. It's just... with the way that they had that car lit up, with the way the lighting was, it made that color pop a lot more than it does in sunlight.
Well, it had the blue light, and then, like, even the white lights that were pointed on it were almost like an off-white color.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that did a lot to it. But either way, I mean, even some of the pictures that we've taken at car shows, just in general, like, the paint is gorgeous, and then you take a picture of it, and it's like, it's still not the same. But maybe we just need to see it in person.
Brown sugar. That car looks amazing in person, mm-hmm. but you can't capture that with a...
Nope. But maybe if we saw the gold on the uncertainty in person, if they were to keep it that way.
I would have loved to have seen that car before it got tore apart, but I doubt they're going to come to Florida.
Yeah. But. They gotta fix the boo-boos.
But there's so many... stories. I mean, it may have more shows in it before it gets tore apart, but then there's also people that said it's already tore apart. You know, so just have to see. I mean, those cars, you know, the mystery of those cars sometimes hold, you know, bigger spots. There's a lot of people that say that it shouldn't be done. It should be just time capsuled. It should be what it is, and that's all it is.
I get why people want that, but in the same sense, as if you're just restoring it, I mean, that car should, I feel, me personally, I mean, I'm not going to speak for everybody, but I feel like that car should be at least restored to its former glory, so it can be a time capsule. So it can be like, okay, this is what it looked like, this is what it felt like back in the 50s before it just disappeared.
Yeah, I get that too, but... You know, some people just say, like, because there's no way, or it would be hard to restore it to as-built condition.
Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, what do y'all think? I mean, do you think it should be restored? Do you think it should stay OG with what it is right now? I mean, if it's not already torn apart. But it, I mean,
I guess. Well, the couple of cars that they have done. They mm-hmm. haven't over-restored anything. So,
yeah,
I'm hoping, my opinion, I'm hoping that they keep it a little rough around the edges like it would have been built, you know, as-built mm-hmm. type. Because it's very easy when these cars come out to want to make, to update them to nowadays mods mm-hmm. and... You know, these cars didn't have billet wheels, or they didn't have all the, I mean, it did have a chrome injection on it, but, you know, it wasn't, the parts that we have now weren't available back then. Yeah. So, and the parts that were available back then, a lot of them are getting harder and harder to find.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's, I was going to say with money, but. When you're putting a car like that together, that check is blank. I mean, whatever it takes to put it back is what it's going to cost. Because at the end of the day, that car is as valuable as somebody's willing to pay for it.
Well, and I kind of sit here and hope a little bit. I mean, like you've said multiple times before, of how like there's no debuts anymore. Because everybody's, you know, posting the YouTube channels, they're posting pictures on Facebook, on Instagram, yada, yada. So it's like, you know what's happening all along the way. I kind of hope they just keep it a secret and then reveal it.
That is the one thing with them is they, I don't believe they have a YouTube channel other mm-hmm. than the walkthrough.
Gotcha.
Like, it is a, I don't know if it's an actual museum, but they have a lot of cars that, are as built. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's where we caught the first glimpse and I was like, I think that's the uncertainty. And then the next like, 2 or 3 days later, they posted a video and I was like, there it is.
There it be.
But, you know, I'm happy that someone found it because a lot of people have been tracking it. And a lot of people do that with, you know, the drag cars, you know, the old, because not everyone, I mean, we're fortunate that Don Garlitz has every swamp rat that he's ever had.
Mm-hmm.
But not a lot of those cars, you know, are put in the little streamlined trailers and they're in the middle of somebody's field right now. And,
yep.
You know, we've watched YouTube videos on cars that guys won't sell or don't even know the car's actually inside the trailer. You know, oh, that's the trailer, but no one ever goes to look and you find out 10 or 15 years later when you go to buy the trailer that the car's been in there the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that one video that we watched, he had two trailers, and he's like, I know the car's in that one, but I'm not sure about the other one. And it was like a yellow one and a green or blue one, I can't remember. But the guy was coming to purchase the one that he knew the car was in there. But, I mean, and those trailers back then, I'm mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, I'd be claustrophobic to climb in there.
Well, you got to think that back then, I mean, they were hauling them with, you know, station wagons.
Yeah.
Because it was load the family up and go to the drag strip. It wasn't, at that time, it wasn't it was less business and more, you know, just getting out and family enjoying gathering. It.
Yeah.
You know, it was the shoestring guys that, you know, come up with front engine and then the explosions and the wrecks and the breaking the car in half turned into putting the motor behind the driver. Mm-hmm. So the driver didn't have to sit with his, family jewels sitting on the rear end, you know, but the technology even coming up from, you know, those cars, but, and I mean, even other forms of racing, I mean, NASCAR when it started was, you had to produce X amount of cars, and you could win on Sunday and buy it at the dealership, the car. You know, Monday morning. Mm. And now you can't buy a NASCAR at the dealership. They all look the same. But, you know, it used to be, like, if it was a Monte Carlo, it looked like a Monte Carlo. If it was a Charger or a Challenger, it was, that was what was, you know, driven.
Mm.
You know, and a bunch of cheating scandals and acid-dipping bodies and 7/8 scale cars and play in the gray area to win races, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, even the documentaries and stuff like that that we've watched about it, it's, I wish we grew up then.
On one hand, it was a simpler time. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you know, life was a little more challenging back then.
Yeah.
But they definitely had cooler cars. Definitely had cooler cars back then.
Yeah. And but, we still need to go to, or you yeah. still need to take me to Don Garland.
I was hoping that the Moonshine Reliability Run was going to be a stop. But yeah, we need to run up there.
Yeah. Because I don't know why I had it in my head for the longest time. It wasn't open to the public. Just being a silly. But so. That'll be... I mean, even though we already saw half of the things in the museum when we went to... where did we go? Was it...
Gators?
Yeah.
Oh. FL2K had them too. Was the it? Gators.
Gators had a bunch of them. That were all lined up, and he even had some of his
fire suits.
Thank you. I can't make words today.
Back when it looked like an aluminum foil wrapped around you.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it was still, and we went, was that the time we went with Mom and Dad and Kenny?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
All three ego. I know y'all had a good time. But, and we were thinking about going again when, I can't even remember. Oh, it was for my birthday, and then we ended up changing
plans. That was down south. We were going to go to Bradenton for.
Oh, that's right. But.
The All-Star weekend or whatever.
Yeah, but we rearranged our plans a little bit, and.
Mama says she wants to go to Don Garland's as well.
All right, come on. Let's go.
We should make a trip.
Yeah. But is there a way to get there without getting on 75?
Yeah.
Okay.
301 to 475.
All righty. We got a route. Hop in your little pick 'em up truck. Let's go. That'll be a good time.
Yeah.
And we'll be close to all the good food.
See, Ashley's always thinking about food.
What can I say?
I'm just kidding. I was thinking about it.
But we need to go to the museum first. And then go to eat. Because once we eat, we're done.
Yep.
Which is why we're meeting first, cruising, and then going to eat.
Then you can go home and take a big fat baby nap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be good.
So
fill it up on barbecue and ice cream. Well, one or the other.
Split a barbecue, get some ice cream.
Yep. I like that plan. Because we normally get the same meat.
Yeah.
But they got all kinds of good food. Good ice cream. Even though I'm lactose intolerant, but.
Yeah, I mean, details.
You're the only one that suffers through that.
Yeah, we've been. I think you've been more than me, but I've been there 3 or 4 times with you and Mr. Lee.
With Dad, not me.
Yeah.
For people that can't see
that. Oh, sorry. Yes, Dad. Ashley's never been there.
Nope.
We've been by it and said, hey, we need to go there.
Yep. We even almost pulled into the parking lot. We were out there for something.
Oh, we seen Big Daddy Don Garlitz eating at the Cracker Barrel that's right at the entrance of.
Yes, we did. And you're like, oh, that's Big Daddy. And I was like, okay, not clicking in my head. And then we walk out and his truck was parked there and the sticker on the back. And I was like, oh, now I see. Now it clicked. Sometimes it takes a moment, but it clicked.
Yeah, we went up for the Mopar show and then also the No Billet show.
No Billet show?
Yep.
When's that?
I don't know if they still do it or there or not.
Oh.
But it used to be you couldn't have billet wheels, you couldn't have... Basically, was it pre-65 stuff, Dad, or was it 55? Basically, no shiny parts. If you couldn't get it back then, don't put it on the car. So there was no electronic fuel injection. You could have Hillborn injection, stuff like that, that was period correct. Mm-hmm. But no LS motors, no Hollies.
Would Michelangelo make the cut?
Right now.
Right now. Not after we do a hard break on him.
Well, I really am consider putting... the single barrel sniper system on it just for ease of driving.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't like to start first thing.
No. But it'll always start on the same one.
Every time. The last one.
But I'm excited to see where Michelangelo goes. Of course, after the 32 is... driving, because I'm not even going to use the word complete because it's never going to be complete. But once it's running and driving, and we're taking that to cruises and shows, and
yeah, right now I can't break both of them at the same time.
Nope,
that would just be silly.
But I'm excited to tackle the interior.
Yeah, that the Michelangelo needs
a little love.
Yeah, but...
And if anybody knows how to upholster and would like to teach...
Your uncle.
Yeah, but he's all the way in Pennsylvania. I'd have to call him down here. Maybe him and...
I was going to say, they come here like once a year anyway.
Well, to Tampa or Miami.
Okay, well, cruises. You have to drive by us to get to Tampa.
That's true.
And you have to go 20 miles south of the turnpike if you're going to Miami. I'm pretty sure we're worth 20 extra miles.
Well, that's if they're driving.
True story.
I think they fly. But either way, we'll come and pick you up from the airport.
Jump out.
Yep. That would be cool. I never even thought of that. See, this is why I need you around. Come up with all the good ideas.
I don't know about good, but I come up with ideas.
99%
we throw them at the wall and see if they stick.
Well, like a noodle.
Oh,
when you cook pasta, you throw it up against the cabinet, yeah. See if it, or the fridge, one of the two. My grandma would throw it on the ceiling because she didn't have the popcorn ceilings like we do. She'd throw it on the ceiling, see if it stuck.
And we were thinking about going. Going again when?
Just kidding.
I can't even remember. She'd throw it on.
Yeah, we're still learning. Give us a break. Anyway, are we still up on everything?
We should be.
Okay. We're not running out of time on the Insta.
No.
But.
Can y'all still hear us?
Testing. 1, 2. Testing, testing. Typing, typing. I think we're still on. It still says we're on.
Okay.
I'm going to go with. Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Cool, Mama.
Oh, yeah, there's the slight delay on the Insta.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But Mr. Mark Clemens, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. We're so excited.
Excited to have you on next week.
Yes, sir. That'll be a good show.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited. Well, the next two are going to be good shows. What am I talking about? We love having guests on here. It's better than just talking to me. And a lot of this is we love hearing the stories that everybody else has. And, you know, some of these guys that we've had on, you know, you've talked to a little bit on Messenger or whatever, just to like set it up and do a little bit of talking back and forth. But to actually sit here and do a podcast together, you learn so much about these people and the crazy stories everybody has. So it's always more exciting to have somebody.
We all have a common love for cars, but mm-hmm. you know, the ways that people come to the car culture, and you know, some people, you know, everybody has their own preference.
Yep.
Yeah, but we need to have another episode of Mom and Dad.
Yep.
Maybe Tuesday, the Tuesday live after the cruise.
Oh, snap.
Send everybody a link.
Links for everybody.
If you want to hop on and say hey. And
yeah. Come and chit-chat. And then we'll have
tell everybody that Michelangelo sprayed oil all over you while we were driving to the gathering. Or
why would you say that?
He does. Have you seen the garage?
Yeah. That's why we parked
he's
in the garage.
He's just like the Harley. He marks his spot.
Yeah. But that's probably not going to be his spot for very long.
No, we need to get him back out.
Yeah. Oh, we need to get a little canopy back up.
Yeah.
And park him underneath that.
I'm scared to park him under anything. Look what him under the thing for 3 days was.
We'll get
probably need to look for sides or something for it.
Yeah.
Cause
and we'll get better stakes, too.
That was ridiculous.
So, story time. We had Michelangelo parked under the, what do you call them?
Canvas canopy.
Yeah.
The little...
And, I mean, and it was carport. A beautiful day. The sun was out, but the wind had blown up the canopy up over half the fence and scraped a little bit of...
I'm not even worried about that. I'm just saying being underneath the carport for 3 days, he's green.
Yeah.
He no longer has a white shell. He has a green shell.
Yeah, it's got a bit of a hue to it.
Yes, exactly like a shovel head pops. Not pops. Yeah, it's exactly like following a shovel head. But now that you have a working speedometer, we can send you up 301. We'll just follow you.
Right. So that way we know how
how slow we're going.
How to pace ourselves.
Because I don't have a working... It works. I know it's not right. But we don't have a tack either.
Well, so. When it says it's what, going 80, it's really 60?
Something close to that. That's what we always went with.
Yeah.
Guess we'll find out this weekend if I was right or not.
I mean, we have the app on your phone, and that's what it's given us before, but we don't...
59-ish.
Yeah, but we don't keep it on.
Yeah.
Because it's like, once we get cruising, it's like, eh, we'll just stay with the flow of traffic.
Yeah.
You know, but...
It's only when you're out there lonely.
Yeah. All by myself. But you're not, because I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm always there.
Always.
Drive you crazy.
It's all good.
But
I love having you to share this with, because you know I was fortunate enough that, you know, my dad kind of took me under his wing, and even though he always told me don't be a mechanic.
And then you became
a mechanic. And I followed right in his footsteps. But
and worked with him.
Yeah. And then went and drove truck with him. So, yeah. Sometimes you have to learn lessons the hard way.
Yeah.
Yes, GPS speedometer is the way to go. Again, the hard break of the 54 will get all that fancy stuff.
Yep. But. He'll have quite a few upgrades. Like manual. Nope. Automatic.
Yeah. Couple extra cylinders.
Yeah. Are we going to want to get them to go up on the highway?
I'll make it where you can. It's not... maybe. Okay. Couple exits. I don't want to put it up on the interstate and haul button.
Let's put it this way. Whatever we get the 32 to do...
Yeah.
We'll reciprocate. So that way we can both go together.
Yeah. The 32 will be able to run the highway. I just doubt I will run it.
Yeah.
That's his LS time. Possibly. it'll be whatever motor I can find cheaper.
Yep.
You know, if I can find a motor and a small block and a turbo 350, kind of the same that's going in the 32. I'll go that way. If I can find a takeout, you know, 4853-6062 with a LSA or something, you know, maybe it ends up in the 54.
I mean, we do have a hood that'll stay on, so even right. If what's inside the...
As long as it stays under the hood, we're good.
Yep. And it doesn't matter what it looks like.
Because if a motor, if a small block comes with a blower, then it'll get the motor out of the 32.
Then both of them will be hard braked. No. It'll be a day project.
No, it'll be. There we go.
Yeah.
There's your new transplant. What's going on, Zach Parks?
Hey, long time no talk. Well, that wasn't even.
He's been chopping 34s, I think, and
keep him busy.
Think his shop got done?
Oh, geez.
I think.
Did your shop get done?
I think I saw that. If not, he's still been working his tail off in the little shop while he's working on the big shop.
Hey, you gotta do what you can. Work with what you got. I mean, we're working out of a 2-car carport. Even though
it's currently just storing.
Yeah.
We're going to start working on that.
Yep. And we had to kind of finagle things a little bit so everything would be under the carport to park the truck in front of it so we could leave for the weekend.
Yeah.
Because Michelangelo doesn't believe in. But anyway...
So,
got dirt on the table. Anyway, I'm getting distracted.
So, update, shirts came in. So, if you ordered a shirt,
there we go.
They'll be getting shipped out maybe tomorrow or Thursday. If your address no longer matches your PayPal.
Yes.
please, 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 please send me an updated address.
Yes.
I do know that one person that ordered stuff, their PayPal address is not their current address. Yeah. They no longer live there.
We want to get it out to where you currently live.
Unless you have really cool neighbors at the house that you sold, or new owners at the house you just sold that are going to forward it to you, please give me an updated address.
Yes, yes, yes. But, yeah.
So,
But with that being said, too, we also, I mean, once again, we have the cruise coming up. 10:30 to 11 at Napa and Bushnell.
Just show up.
Yeah. Show up when you want.
Somewhere between 10:30 and 11.
Yep.
And then somewhere between 10:30 and 11, we'll be headed down to barbecue and ice cream in Dade City.
Yep.
Again, you don't have to cruise with us. Just get down there when you get down there.
Yep.
We can BS in Napa. We can BS down there. You know, it'll be basically connect people that are local to us, and hopefully people driving by that have cars will be like, hey, there's a car show there. And the next time we do it, there'll be more people.
Oh, yes.
And then, you know, if you need help or a question, hopefully we can draw on the community around us to help grow it and make it better.
And just watch everybody drive their cool shit.
So make sure that you go check out Swap It Fast.
Yes.
Again, it's going to be an awesome platform. They need buyers. They need vendors. The more buyers, the more vendors. The more vendors, the more buyers. The bigger we get that, the more availability. Mm-hmm. It'll be an awesome, awesome, awesome platform.
Yep.
So.
And then also, Throttle Addict. Don't forget to use the code word Hot Rod, and you get to save 15% off. And I do believe I seen on Facebook they have a new men's shirt coming out or something like that.
Mm-hmm. But they have flannels, t-shirts, yoga pants.
I'm wearing my
good. I'm glad.
I forgot her name. Marilyn
Monroe. Hats, shirts, shorts, flannels. I believe they have a work shirt or a work jacket that just came out. Sunglasses, stickers, anything on that website is eligible to use the keyword Hot Rod. Mm-hmm. If you go through our link tree, it automatically puts the code in.
Yep.
And you save 15% off.
Yes. Well, but that's
guess Zach hopped on and then hopped back off.
It's okay. He's a busy man.
He is. So he's doing cool shit up there.
Yeah. I haven't looked on his Instagram in a couple days. I need to check out what he's been working on.
Yeah. Been busy this last week. So we have a lot of catching up to do on people's Instagram.
Yes. It's been a little crazy. Oh, and then we'll post a few pictures that I took of Indianapolis on the Facebook.
Yes.
And Instagram. But anyway.
All right, guys. Well, we look forward to seeing everybody and catching up.
Yes.
Like I said, if you don't have, or if you haven't reached out and you'd like to come on and talk hot rods with us, give us a holler. We look forward to catching up with y'all on the road.
Yep. See y'all.
Later.